I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game. Janet Evans prepares for Olympic qualification, swimmingly. But first, late yesterday afternoon, the NFL announced that from 2009 through 2011, more than 20 New Orleans Saints participated in a bounty system designed to pay bonuses for knocking players on the opposing team from the game. According to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, the scheme was overseen by former defensive coach Greg Williams, who has already publicly apologized for his actions. According to Peter King of Sports Illustrated, on one occasion, linebacker Jonathan Vilma offered $10,000 to anybody who could remove quarterback Brett Favre, then with the Vikings, from the field. The NFL said Saints head coach Sean Payton was aware of the bounty program and did not try to stop it. Long road trips can be tough on NBA teams. The Sacramento Kings appear to have avoided the longest road trip of all, the one that would have moved them to another city. Tuesday, Sacramento mayor and former NBA star Kevin Johnson announced a tentative $391 million deal to build a new arena for the team. Dale Kassler has been covering the story for the Sacramento Bee. Dale, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you.
The Maloof family owns the Kings. They've pledged to spend $73 million on the new arena right away, with more money coming from the company that will operate the arena for the next 30 years. Are those numbers comparable to the numbers in other arena agreements?
In the recent deals, yes. There seems to be about a two-thirds, one-third split, with the public putting in two-thirds of the money and the private sector putting in about one-third. There are exceptions to the rule. The new Brooklyn Nets arena is largely a privately financed building. But that's New York. It's a different set of circumstances. Experts tell us that when you get into the smaller markets, the public really has to step up to get it done.
The Kings have been awful for six seasons. They last made the playoffs in 2006. Was there any sense that ownership wanted the team to fail to make it easier to leave town permanently?
Oh, I think you can hear that argument around town, that there was a deliberate move to tank the team to get them to move. But the Maloofs deny that, absolutely. Clearly, the Maloofs have themselves, by the standards of NBA owners, have fallen on hard times. They lost their big Las Vegas casino to creditors last summer. They just don't have the money they used to. And that's reflected in what's going on with the team. It has the league's lowest payroll.
The city will kick in more than $255 million up front. Most of that money will come from parking lots and garages Sacramento already owns. Sacramento County will contribute as well. But will the deal anger a lot of people in and around the city?
It already has, no question. In 2006, there was a plan put before the voters that would have involved a tax increase, a sales tax increase. And it lost something like 80% to 20%. It was a slaughter. It was one of the biggest political debacles Sacramento has seen in a while. This deal does not go before the voters, however, because it does not involve a tax increase. In California, if you're not raising taxes, you don't have to get approval from the voters.
The team went to the playoffs every year between 1999 and 2006. They haven't been back since. And this season, they've lost twice as many games as they've won. Will a new deal be enough to keep the fan base interested, even if the team continues to struggle?
Well, certainly there would be a honeymoon period with a new building. And I think fans here are pretty loyal. For a lot of years, in the late 80s and early 90s, they sold out night after night after night with a lousy team,
mm-hmm.
as bad a team as they have now. when during the early 2000s, about 10 years ago, when this team was really among the very best in the league, you couldn't get anywhere near the building. You just couldn't get a ticket. I think if the team is even reasonably respectable, people will flock back to the arena in a big way.
Dale Kassler is a reporter for the Sacramento Bee. Dale, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.